Yo, big boom bap syndicate, baby. We in the building right now with your host Supreme Freedom, aka Hard Body Dreams.
It's your brother King Wise.
You were tapping in with the hottest hip hop radio program in Canada right now, man. Strictly underground hip hop.
Yes.
If they even call it underground anymore.
Man, this is underground, uptown, all around.
Underground, uptown, all around.
All around.
Underground, uptown, all around. All around.
Yes, sir. We taking this Griselda all around. So we gonna pass the baton from West Side Gun to Conway.
Give him the track list first.
And we gonna give him the track list. That's right, because I love y'all and I love this.
Love it.
Yes. So the first track, man, that track was heavy. I like the keys on that. That was Brother Tom Sos. And there's also AC Savage, ACSVG. That's what. There's another brother on the credits there. I believe there was another vocalist on that. That one was tight, man. Moving on forward, Reversible by Rome Streets. Rome, I really fuck with your voice, man. Keep it up, G. You got a unique voice. I like that voice.
You like Rome.
I like Rome, man. Moving on, we had the track called Matrimony, China Streets, 183rd and Rome Streets. Moving on, Shrimp at Phillips. I believe it's Shrimp at Phillips. Shrimp at Phillips, one may say. Yeah, featuring Benny the Butcher. You already know he'd be going crazy with the song titles too. That was El Camino, Benny the Butcher. And moving on, we listening to Gold Pots right now. Gold Pots, instrumental by your boy Derringer. Derringer is our lovely musical host for the night, and I've been loving it, man. We got everything from smooth to rugged to bouncing to smooth to bouncing to thumping to gritty. We got that gritty over here at the Boom Bap Syndicate. Y'all already know what's going on. We run this fucking country. Yeah, man.
We run the country. Catch me on the beach, God. We run the country. Catch me on the beach, God.
Over in Samosas up in Jericho.
Jericho.
This bitch trying to tell me I can't smoke.
Remember that?
Man, that's crazy, cause I am smoke.
Word is bond.
I am the air, man. Take a talk.
Shorty was a lifeguard. I think you took your job a little too serious. Ain't even serious at all.
She trying to save the world, man.
What you gonna say about my dog? When I said he was a service animal, I said I could smoke the cancer if I wanted to. And smoke the cannabis if I had to. But you know what? It doesn't matter because it's the policy. Yeah. Don't take your life too serious.
No. Straight up, man. That's some West
Point
Side remix. Real spill.
That's how we do, man. Real you know when you're into it, bro. Like, you just do.
Yeah, you just do.
We just be.
You know, that reminds me of them first songs that I made with just with the homies. Just getting high, just laying down whatever lyrics, you know what I mean? Like, you found a beat? All right, man.
Rap.
We're going to rap. We're going to take turns saying a whole lot of nothing. No, but it feels good, motherfucker.
Right? That's the starting
point. It's fun,
point.
Man.
It's the starting point.
Yeah, so that's all that matters, man. And honestly, that's a big part of what matters right now. You know, it's a big part.
1,000%.
Yeah. So, man, let's spin the wheel. We're going to go from West Side Gun into Conway the Machine.
Let's go.
Won't He Do It documentary. This is coupled with the album titled Won't He Do It, released 3 years ago, 2023. Let's get into it. Hell yeah.
I am God. You know what I'm saying? Everybody follow me. Follow my lead. Steal everything I do. They all follow my moves. Try to do everything I'm doing, how I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, not even that, niggas just I'm just saying, like, yeah, I inspire a lot of people. A lot of people are inspired and influenced by shit that I do, and I say, I'm realizing now. You know what I'm saying? It's fun again. I'm having fun, you know what I'm saying?
That's the only thing, if I could change anything, is I wish I was just, you know, if I knew what I knew now, should I have been more prepared and more strong and in the mind and stuff. And I'd have just, you know, overcame that shit a little faster than I probably would have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you had that doubt, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Everybody wasn't, you know, there was a lot of niggas counting me out. A lot of people thought it was, you know, it was over, give up, quit. Why you still rapping? You older, man. You 30 something. You shot. Look at your face. You know what I mean? That shit was just, it was difficult, dog. I was dealing with all them side effects and shit from the medicine and shit I was taking. I was fucking up, bro. I used to be hearing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd always be like when everybody's sleep, it'd be wee hours of the night. I used to be hearing shit in the basement or something. Noises and shit. I used to just be bugging, bro. Nigga was fucked up, though. Nigga was just the shit, the way I was thinking, you know what I mean? Just things I was saying, the way my mind was thinking, you know what I mean? Thinking that all this shit was just being snatched away from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I started going to, like, they would make me kind of like, they'd make me get out the house. Like, I used to, they didn't want to leave the house or do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could be doing shit like Malek, my nigga Dredd would come through, like, just finesse me into, yo, shit, come to the mall with me right quick. I'm just in and out. You know what I'm saying? It was that, getting me out the house and just getting more, I guess, acclimated and familiar with being out the house and not, like, being, it's, you know, I used to, because I ain't, you know, dealing with this shit like, damn, man, my face gonna be all paralyzed, twisted, and fucked up and all that shit. Not only was it just working on getting used to being seen, like, not wanting to leave, just being outside, but for me to walk, like, it wouldn't be just no in and out. He was lying about that. He was getting me to start just using my legs, going up and down the stairs, you know, walking the mall. You know what I'm saying? You doing some heavy walking. I didn't want to be there. Like, you already know. I'm like, man, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm get to thinking, like, you know, anytime, every time somebody look at me, I would think that they looking at this, thinking something in their mind. They're probably laughing at me in their head. They cracking jokes. They doing this, doing that. You know what I mean? So I used to just, you know, try to hide from that. I was broke now, because even though I was still able to, I knew I didn't lose my voice and shit when I had, you know, because I got shot in the throat. So I knew, once I knew I had my voice and shit still, I was still good, still able to do that shit. But I still thought it was over for me, dog, because of my parents, you know what I mean? I just felt like, you know, a nigga just older, and then, you know, with all this shit going on, man, it ain't marketable. It's not what, you know, you see on fucking TV and all that, the videos and shit, man. You know, it's a young boy's game, man. It's a young man's game. You know what I'm saying? So I just be in my head about a bunch of shit that really didn't matter. Nobody care about that shit. Like, just, is your music good? You know what I mean? Anytime in trauma, I don't give a fuck what level the pain was, for how long. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing compared to the mental pain. You know what I'm saying? And it don't go away.
Yeah.
And for how long, nigga, still. Right now, today.
Yeah.
I hate doing shit like this, talking, being on camera.
Yeah.
I hate cameras in my face. I hate doing videos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hate all that shit, going to do interviews and shit with niggas. I just don't. It ain't.
They don't see nothing but, not saying my people, but I'm saying just people, period. Like, they don't see nothing but what they want. They see, you know, for them, they see they sell, they personal own opportunity. I want to be on a magazine cover. I want to be, you know what I'm saying? I want to be a millionaire. I want to ride. I want to have chains on my neck and drive fancy cars and fuck IG models. That's what niggas just want. They don't know about this side of it, the work that you got, the workload that come with this shit, the nights of barely any sleep and shit like that, and the mental shit that come with it and stuff. But I really still didn't realize it, because I didn't really know that I was having mental health issues until, like, you know, in the recent years. You know what I'm saying? I kind of been just, you know, going through life and just thinking everything is okay. But you got to look at everything around you and all the signs around you. You know what I'm saying? Getting upset so fast. You know what I'm saying? Because when I get upset, I kind of shut down. You know, the shutting down leads to me, you know, not being creative. You know, and that's like, you know, why am I not being creative? Why am I not inspired? Why am I not, you know, why does this bother me so much? You know what I mean? Whatever made me mad to that past capacity. You know, why? I just question a lot. And, you know, the answer to a lot of my shit was I still haven't fully healed mentally from my trauma. You know what I'm saying? You know, right now the process is just, you know, talking. You know what I'm saying? Talking with people. Talking with, you know, with my therapist, and you know, just being vocal, having dialogue and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And it helped a lot. It helped a lot because it helped me identify that something was there. You know what I'm saying? And once you know something is there, then you know how to treat it. Because it made me feel like, you know, shit, I can be better than I am. You know what I mean? Like, I could really, I'm not my best self yet, but shit, once I get better, I'm gonna be, man, and unstoppable. You know what I'm saying? We gotta get right, man, because when we know ourselves, we got knowledge of self, we know the truth, and we heal ourselves, we unstoppable. We unstoppable. You know what I'm saying? I'm the cool guy that's telling you it's cool to go sit down and talk to somebody, get some therapy, man, get some, you know, address your mental health. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to find the pieces, man. I ain't perfect. I'm still not, you know, I'm still searching for me. I'm searching for my peace. You know what I mean? My peace of mind, my happiness, my end game. I ain't reached it yet. Being overseas, though, is just different because you're like, you're so far from home, and it's just, you know, it's not nothing you're used to. The languages is different, the food is different, everything is different, but the love, even the love is different. They love you over there. They love hip-hop over there, you know what I'm saying?
I came all the way from Poland to Vienna to see Conway live.
Lorenzo, I'm from Italy, from Bari, Italy, South Italy.
All right, I'm Alex from Athens, Greece.
I've been chasing Conway the Machine all around Europe to get to manage to see him live, and happiest man.
My name is Ella, and I'm from the Netherlands, Ella John.
I'm Fionn, I'm from Ireland, I'm from Cork, in Ireland.
Yeah, we are from Athens, Greece.
Yeah.
It was an honor to have you guys here to perform for our city. It's gonna be a pleasure to have you again. We make a documentary for the GOAT, so okay. Say some things in English, man. Yeah, let me squeeze.
I was at the show tonight, I was at the show last year in Melkweg, and they were both amazing. I believe in what you give, you get back, and I had the energy, my friends had the energy, it was amazing tonight.
It was amazing, actually. I got my vinyl signed, I shook his hand, it was something special.
He definitely can transmit the emotions that he writes on paper, that he writes on tape, he can definitely transmit them live.
You can see that he he really means the lyrics, and his like storytelling is amazing.
If you come to say to see Conway, it's like you're going to see Tupac, and then when you old, you say, okay, I saw Tupac, I saw Conway. It's almost the same. You are going to be a part of history, to see someone who be a part of history.
Yeah, I loved it, man. He's really a person. He comes on stage and he brings that energy and the vibe of a true legend.
Like I just said, the energy was crazy. Hip-hop felt alive in there. So if you love hip-hop, you have to come to a Conway show for real.
Conway, to me, is the greatest.
I think he's something kind of different, you know? He's got that Buffalo energy, you know? But that was sick. That was even...
He's got that Buffalo energy in him.
Yes, sir. Very interesting to see the fan base and see their perspective on how they see Conway the Machine.
Yeah.
I love his... Go ahead.
All across Europe, man.
You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
And I love to see how much he's able to, like... I noticed that a lot within his newer album. Actually, The Goat. Yeah, it's The Goat. But he talks about... You know, how he deals with that, those inner devils, about how his face looks. You know, he had a son that died. He held his baby, a dead baby. You know what I mean? That's some sick shit.
Yeah.
How do you cope with something like that?
Yeah.
Right? It's how people don't see. They don't see.
Yeah.
They don't have a complete understanding.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Yeah, see, no.
Yeah. Because it takes a lot of courage to speak about that.
Yeah.
And he talks about how he really drowned himself in the alcohol.
Yeah.
Right? Probably the cocaine too, right?
Yeah.
Right? And that's a hard thing to come back from, right? Mm-hmm. I will that for nobody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not for nobody.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough thing. You really gotta love it to fight, to climb certain mountains just to get back there.
You know what I mean?
There's things that I like in my life too. However, there's certain mountains that are so big, so grand that I really need a love for something to pull me. You know, to keep me going, that gasoline, to really get to a spot that requires this unimaginable amount of fucking work, mental stillness, you know, confirmation, separation, and just self-alchemy. You know, to get back to where you're supposed to be. You know what I mean? Where you're supposed to be. And if you really love it, then you know where you're supposed to be, because you'll feel like a child when you're doing something. It's like, come home. You know what I mean? And I can see it with these guys' art. And, you know, through what he's talking about, through what he's displaying, it seems that that's something that he has done as well. And the shit ain't easy. But the music is fucking good.
No doubt.
You know? I've heard that pain makes for good music. And I don't deny that. But it also heals. When you heal yourself on a track, any listener will go through the same healing process with you, because they're going through the song with you, because they're listening. They've entered that mental space that you created. It's amazing. Beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing. And we talking about boom bap right now, y'all. We talking about boom bap.
You know, what you said there was very, very true, you know. Talking about finding extra battery pack.
Yeah.
And that's why the battery pack really is the love for the art.
Yeah.
And the culture.
Yeah.
And the respect that one has to have for it.
Yeah.
In order for it to continue.
Yeah.
Because in anything in life, there may be resistance and there may be obstacles. And so your love and passion for what you do must be at a supreme level, mm-hmm. in order for you to overcome those things. Right?
Yeah.
I love this. That's why I don't give a fuck when the time comes and we're at the next level. Right?
Right.
At the Griselda level.
Right.
I don't give a fuck because I know it's happened, it's going to continue to happen, and it's already happened. Because it happens in the mind first. Right? Before the physical, right?
Right.
So it's bro, staying 10 toes down for this.
Yeah.
Through the times when you may think you're broke, you may think you're whatever. Staying through the times when you have, you know, you breakups.
Yeah.
Staying 10 toes down when your brothers get killed.
Yeah.
Staying 10 toes down when a motherfucker gets arrested.
Yeah.
Staying 10 toes down when a motherfucker's on drugs.
Yeah.
Staying 10 toes down regardless.
Yeah.
For this. That's how you have to be. And it will pay off.
Yeah.
Especially if you're good. It'll pay off if you're good.
Yeah.
But if you're great, the exchange on the haters' eyes will may not ever look fair. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because when you're great, bro, when you're great, like Michael Jackson, and people die when they see you, you know what I mean? That's great. That's, yo, gee, your power is so... Are you serious?
That's fucking divine.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be, right? And so,
it's the highest level,
bro.
The highest form. Motherfuckers died.
Like seriously.
Off the visual.
Off the visual.
Off the fucking visual. You gonna stop a nigga's heart because you're just standing there. What are we doing? Mike.
It ain't too much, I tell you that. It ain't doing too much. Yo, I'm telling you.
Mike. And that's the level
and
that we're talking
about.
And
I heard he stole
about.
The fucking moonwalk.
Mmm.
But that's another story.
That's a... Yo. If he stole the moonwalk, then sure, we'll look into that. But I bet whoever he stole the moonwalk from wasn't killing people off the visual.
I bet you not, neither.
He's still the god. You have to understand, y'all listening. You're gonna die off seeing, capturing this man, receiving his appearance through your light cones inside your eye.
Oh my goodness.
You're gonna lose your life.
Stop it.
That's what I'm talking about, the love. It always comes back to the love. His love was so strong for the music.
Yes.
That it transcended him. And that, you know, it's bigger than him.
And the fact is that you're right, it's that love. And he knew,
man,
that he had a mission.
Yeah.
Right? He had a mission.
Michael.
Whatever
the angel.
They say, I don't know if that's true. But there seems to be a lot of evidence that shows that he, you know, he was mastering motherfuckers, taken by niggas' masters, right?
Yeah.
And maybe he knew they were coming for him.
Mm.
because maybe he, I don't know, maybe he signed up and then he stepped out.
Oh yeah, from
once
I think
step out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, and you know, that reminds me of a quick mention I wanted to do. I heard a quick climate check of this brother named Oliver Tree. He was a successful pop artist. I heard his name coming up a few years ago. And he left Atlantic and he passed recently in a fucking helicopter crash.
Damn.
It seemed like two helicopters straight up collided head on, which is very unlikely. Very unlikely with the air traffic control and, of course, trained pilots. You know what I mean?
So what are they say? What's the
well, no, he's just... With that being said, he's just added to the list. He's another person of many added to the list of people who have deceased after leaving Atlantic.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Who else?
Uh-huh. We talking about... And I do want to get this right and exact. And yeah, we gonna do that. Because that's a recent thing with the climate change. A lot of people have been upset, you know, his fans and whatnot. However, there's been a good amount of names. I saw the list, and it's not, you know, it's very troubling, in my opinion.
I mean, Kobe died in the helicopter too, right?
That's right. He did.
I wonder what that ritual was like.
He did pass in a, you know, yeah. Other ones, man, there's a few big ones. No, I'm gonna get the list for y'all. We gonna add on to it next episode for sure. I wanna be right and exact with this.
No doubt.
But yeah, you know, just a quick climate check, and
before we head out,
and I'm glad we gonna end it on the note of love. Just love what you do, man.
Right.
That's what we saying here at the Boom Bap Syndicate, baby.
Make sure you love what you
do. Yes. Make sure you love what you do.
Boom, boom, boom.
Make sure you love what you do. Make sure you love what you do.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yes,
it's been a glorious evening.
It has.
We have been building to the skies and back.
Yes, sir.
Building to be born.
Yes, sir.
Now we are in the what day? We are in the wisdom out of cipher day.
Yes, sir.
What is the prescribed law of the nation of Islam? Oh, well, the prescribed law of the nation of Islam is that they are held responsible for the uncivilized. So we must always make sure that we punish those who are savage. And when I say punish, leave them the fuck alone.
Mm.
And if they're uncivilized and don't want to be teached, leave them the fuck alone.
Yes, sir. You know what it is, man. It's your host, King Wise.
Body Dreams.
And we're going to see y'all on the flip.
Peace.
Peace.
Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby. Check it out.